From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military concedes fault in launching an airstrike more than a month ago in Afghanistan that ended up targeting a Doctors Without Borders hospital. Here's Brigadier General Wilson Schaffner, top spokesman for U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan.
We made a terrible mistake that resulted in unnecessary deaths.
Comments coming as the Pentagon releases the results of its latest investigation. NPR's Tom Bowman has more details on what led to the attack.
The problem was that the aircraft, the AC-130, very formidable weapon gunship, hit the wrong target. It hit a target they thought looked like the hospital, but it was not, in fact, the right target. And as a result, 30 people were killed, staff and patients, and 37 were injured.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Germany is preparing to send reinforcements to Mali, where gunmen ambushed a luxury hotel a week ago, killing 19 people. Esme Nicholson says Berlin plans to send 650 additional troops to the West African country to help relieve pressure on France's forces in the wake of the Paris attacks earlier this month.
German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen said that following the terrorist attacks in Paris, France is overburdened in its fight against so-called Islamic State. Speaking after a parliamentary defense committee meeting, von der Leyen said she will shortly ask the Bundestag to approve a mandate to send reinforcement troops.
Esme Nicholson reporting. President Obama says Homeland Security experts are working overtime to prevent terrorist attacks during the holiday travel season. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama offered assurances that so far no specific threats have been detected.
President Obama says it's understandable that Americans are concerned about terrorism and the aftermath of the deadly Paris attacks. After a meeting with Homeland Security advisors, Obama said Americans should be vigilant, as always, but not discouraged from enjoying the Thanksgiving weekend.
I want the American people to know, entering the holidays, that the combined resources of our military, our intelligence, and our Homeland Security agencies are on the case. They're vigilant, relentless, and effective.
The president added counterterrorism experts will be working through the holiday so the rest of the country can relax. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
And NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that France has ramped up security around the World Climate Conference opening this weekend in Paris.
8,000 police will control French borders and nearly 3,000 will be stationed at the summit itself. Coming on the heels of the Paris attacks, the French government is under huge pressure to keep world leaders and 45,000 participants safe. But French President François Hollande said canceling the summit was out of the question, as it would be doing what the terrorists wanted. The summit is being held outside the city at Le Bourget, the airfield where Charles Lindbergh landed in 1927 after the world's first transatlantic solo flight.
That's Eleanor Beardsley reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency is canceling its approval of a weed killer used in corn and soybean fields. NPR's Dan Charles reports the agency approved the project just a year ago.
The new herbicide is a combination of two chemicals that farmers have already been using, glyphosate, also known as Roundup, and 2,4-D. The company that makes it, Dow AgroSciences, persuaded the EPA that this mixture is no more toxic than the two chemicals would be separately. But environmental groups filed a lawsuit questioning this, and the EPA discovered that when Dow AgroSciences applied for a patent on this herbicide, it claimed that combining the chemicals did in fact produce what it called synergistic weed control. The EPA is now withdrawing its approval of the herbicide until it can study this new information. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Hurricane Sandra has strengthened off Mexico's Pacific coast. It is now a Category 2 storm with top sustained winds near 100 miles per hour. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says it expects the hurricane to pick up strength in the next 24 hours. It is centered about 560 miles southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico, moving west-northwest near 10 miles per hour. So far, forecasters say Hurricane Sandra does not pose a threat to land. U.S. stocks have been trading moderately higher this afternoon, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 33 points, standing at 17,845. NASDAQ is up 17 at 5120. And the S&P 500 is up 3 points at 2,092. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.